Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Metelkova is a collection of buildings in the centre of Ljubljana with an intriguing history and an equally compelling present. It was the stronghold of the Yugoslav National Army during Slovenia's 10-day War of Independence, and its military credentials stretch back to the days of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. But this former bastion of discipline is now the epicenter of Ljubljana's counterculture. These days, Metelkova is home to artist studios, music venues, and most of the city's gay-friendly spaces. And it exists in something of a twilight zone. Officially, it's a squat, but it's actively supported by the mayor and also the city council. Monocle's man in Ljubljana, Guy Delaunay, tells us more.
I like to think of Metelkova as a giant version of the B-52's love shack, transported to the centre of Slovenia's capital city. Here, the signs say, no photographs of people, and this is not a zoo, because these days, Metelkova attracts a little bit of an awkward mix of people. There are the artists and creative organisations who first made this place their home in the 1990s. Then, there are people who come for the nightlife. The bars and nightclubs in the complex offer something a little less buttoned down than Ljubljana's sensible reputation. And finally, the dreaded day trippers. Foreign tourists who've read about Metelkova in newspapers, travel guides, or even in-flight magazines. And their gawping Instagram-posting ways are the target of those signs, which can make visitors feel somewhat less than welcome. The thing is, there's plenty to gawp at. This collection of buildings looks like a cross between a Wild West town and a three-dimensional version of a painting by Hieronymus Bosch. One of the taller structures has warped representations of human figures, or possibly devils, apparently struggling to free themselves from the confines of the walls. There's a sense that everything has been improvised or extemporized, with Heath Robinson employed as the architect-in-chief. One suspects that Mad Max would feel very much at home among the rusty sculptures made from oil drums and broken-down old bike frames. It's quite a transformation from the previous function of this complex. Metelkova used to be a military barracks, and during Slovenia's 10-day War of Independence in 1991, it was home to the Yugoslav People's Army, making it an extremely hot location. The People's Army was supposed to prevent the breakup of Yugoslavia, so it's a credit to the restraint of both sides that Metelkova survived the brief conflict intact. In the end, the People's Army left peacefully. Not the first time the complex had changed hands. Because this place was originally commissioned by the Austro-Hungarian Empire back in the 19th century, when the Habsburgs controlled much of the Balkan Peninsula. When that empire fell, after the First World War, Metelkova became a barracks for the forces of the newly minted Kingdom of Yugoslavia. The Second World War brought more changes as Italian and German forces took over, before Tito's partisans claimed the complex in 1945. Back to 1991, the newly independent Slovenia didn't see a modern military making Metelkova its home, and that's when the artists moved in. Initially, they attempted to work with the authorities, but they ran out of patience and squatted the complex in 1993. You might be expecting a tale of pitched battles between cops and crusties to follow, but I'm afraid I'll have to disappoint you on that score. Because the city authorities looked at what was now called the Autonomous Cultural Centre Metelkova, and they decided they liked the look of the artists' ateliers, galleries like Alcatraz, and music venues such as Gala Hala. And ever since, Metelkova's enjoyed a creatively ambiguous status. It's not actually legal, but it's more than tolerated by the authorities. They awarded Metelkova cultural heritage status more than a decade ago. Ljubljana's mayor, Zoran Janković, is a vocal supporter, and the city has opened the stylish Selitsa restaurant and hotel in a former military prison on the site. If a night in a quirkily decorated jail cell is your thing, then this is the place. And the Autonomous Cultural Centre now has some more established institutions as neighbours. The Kinoteka Film Archive is based here, and there are branches of the Museum of Contemporary Art and the National Museum, as well as the Ethnographic Museum with its ever-popular Garden Cafe. The founders of Metelkova would probably hate to be considered part of the establishment, but the district's now firmly established as Ljubljana's cultural heart. Just remember to ask nicely before you take any photos.
It's
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Guy Delaunay for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.